Would you tell me a little bit about the vegetables that you would grow?
Oh, yes, we could grow the best beans, the Kentucky Wonder Bean, a pole bean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just fine, I think. And then we had a cornfield bean that we planted in the, we'd let the corn get up, you know, and hoe it.
Mm-hmm.
Get up, I'd say, about that high. Or higher, sometimes we'd plant the beans too early and they'd wreck up the corn, you know. The corn wouldn't do much good and the beans would thrive.
Mm-hmm.
With the cornfield beans, now they were delicious. I wish I had some now. I bought some that's supposed to be cornfield beans, but they didn't taste like what we used to grow there in the Creek Bottom. They were just simply delicious. Then we had the Kentucky Wonder Bean, a pole bean. Then, of course, they got to bring in on different kinds of bush beans or bunch beans, we call them. They're good, too.
What other kinds of vegetables? Did you grow your own potatoes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Irish potatoes and sweet potatoes. And turnips. Then my father would pull them in the fall, cut off all the top was just about that much, just a little, and he'd hit them up. I don't know, he'd dig a hole in the ground some way and put them in there and take dirt over them. They'd keep, you know, they were just good as they could be.
Mm-hmm.
And in recent years, I've canned turnips.
I see.
Now, I like them myself. Mm-hmm. They're not as good as the fresh ones right out of the ground or out of the hill. But the canned ones are real good when you can't get the other.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the canned greens. I can turnip greens and mustard greens. So I haven't any this year. In fact, I didn't have any garden hardly this year.
How about things that that flavor other vegetables, like tomatoes or?
You mean what other kinds did we grow?
Yes.
Oh, we grew okra. In English peas, we call them. There's I buy the canned ones now. It's just like them, same thing. They call them early June peas. Well, we have dry peas out the field green, and then dry ones, and grew potatoes, both kinds, and squash, and pumpkin, you know, grew them in among the corn.
Mm-hmm. How about melon? Did you have melons?
Yes. Watermelon, muskmelon, too.
Oh.
And then there was a, what they called a pie melon or a cue melon or something like that. Oh, it was, they used it to make preserves. And I was asking my son about the time that he thought he and one of his buddies, cousins, they thought they found him a good watermelon, you know, and they got out at the end of the rows to eat that. And he said they never could burst. He hit the ground, but they never could burst.
Did you have onions?
Oh, yeah.
Very much.
Yeah. Uh-huh. They had onions that would head, then mother had some green onions that stayed green all year. Of course, in the winter, the blades would get damp, get down, be cold, but they'd come out in spring, you know. And if you warm spell in the winter, sometimes they'd come out. I had some in my garden here, but the grass has taken them now. I don't have any.
I see. And any little red things that are pretty hot that grow under the ground?
You mean pepper?
Peppers, or do you ever grow radishes or anything like
that? Oh, yes. Yes, we grow radishes.
Uh-huh.
I like the small ones, the scarlet white tilt. They are smaller. They come in early. They're sweeter and better, but they don't last very long. And there's along the white cold white ice ridge, straight along about that long. And I have grown some as big as my arm or bigger. And I didn't like them much. They didn't have as good flavor as the small. They're too strong.
Mm-hmm. Did you use corn for the table very much?
Oh, yes.
What did you call that if you boiled the corn?
We just called corn on the cob.
Corn on the cob.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good.